the Cornell Alma Mater.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Mr. Buddy, you ain't been by lately. You been gone?
Oh, yeah, I was gone last week, but, man, I really been busy lately.
Doing lots of conducting, huh?
Well, yeah, that too, but I've got a new sideline, and, man, it's keeping me working.
Mr. Buddy, you don't need no more sidelines. Your composing's already taking up too much of your fishing time now.
Yeah, but now this is related to composing. Now, what I've done, Sam, I've started writing national anthems for the new and undeveloped countries.
Well, that's good. Now, how do you know who they are?
Well, I write the UN. You know, I ask them what new countries have applied for membership each month.
You mean tell me we got new countries being started every month?
Oh, yeah, man, every week. Even.
Well, where do they get their land?
Well, see, I just write to these new governments, and I tell them how important it is to have a national anthem. And, of course, I include my price list.
Have you sold any?
Oh, yeah. I got an order for one just today. You know, a little country somewhere called New Zuwali.
You do some strange things. Now, ain't that going to keep you just too busy composing?
Oh, no, no. I see, I use the same song for all of them.
The same song?
Oh, yeah, now, but I changed the words.
So you just had to write one song, huh?
Well, I didn't really write it. I'm using the alma mater from Cornell, you know.
Mr. Buddy, that's a school song at my high school.
Oh, yeah, everybody uses it. Now, man, you'll hear it at about 50% of the football games.
That ain't honest, is it? I mean, selling them a national anthem that nearly all the high schools use.
Well, I told you, I changed the words. And I feel, really, if more countries had the same national anthem, it'd promote brotherhood.
Or a war, if they find out who's selling the alma mater from at least 100 Arkansas high schools.
No, Sam, it's Cornell's alma mater. See, I sent them a tape. The youth choir down there at the church does them for me. And a beautiful piece of sheet music, you know, with a little square on the front for them to put the picture of their current president or dictator.
Now, Mr. Buddy, you ever thought about getting a real job someday?
What do you mean by that?
Wasn't that Mr. Buddy I saw leaving?
Yeah, it was.
I wish I'd been here. He's always got something real interesting to talk about.
You wouldn't have believed today.
Yeah, he's real talented.
He ain't the only one, though. Now, I had a real talented uncle.
You did?
Yeah, he was in show business. He done a magic act real good, too. He specialized in sawing girls in half.
Golly, was he the only talented one in the family?
Oh, no. He had a couple of half-sisters.